Chapter 4, Command Relationships. This chapter describes the C2 framework that enables global MD to function. The chapter begins with an overview of C2. The chapter then describes the cross-AOR nature of global MD and the unique demands this places on the C2 system. This chapter concludes with a discussion of the support relationships inherent in global MD. Command and control. The command and control warfighting function is the related tasks and a system that enable commanders to synchronize and converge all elements of combat power, ADP3O. This fundamental philosophy of command places people, rather than technology or systems, at the center. Under this philosophy, commanders drive the operations process through the activities of understand, visualize, describe, direct, lead, and assess. They develop teams both within their own organizations and with joint, interagency, and multinational partners. Commanders inform and influence audiences inside and outside their organizations. It is this philosophy that allows us to focus less on the physical attributes of the defensive system and more on the command relationships and integrated operations. Successful execution of global MDC2 requires an integrated strategy that supports the rapid, flexible application of defensive capabilities synchronized with offensive actions to deter and defeat the sophisticated ballistic missile attack. This strategy is based on the principles of unity of effort, unity of command, centralized planning, and decentralized execution. The Secretary of Defense, as the President's principal assistant on military matters, has overall authority for DoD and executes the Homeland Defense Mission, JP3-27. Global MD operators remain under the control of the established chain of command when conducting BMD operational duties. USAS MDC is the Army headquarters responsible for executing the global MD mission for the Army. USAS MDC forces maintain a dedicated command structure to plan, integrate, and coordinate Army support to global MD. These capabilities are part of a responsive, layered offensive and defensive system capable of deterring, preventing, or defeating missile threats as part of the greater global MD mission. Army organizations that have a role in global MD are USAS MDC and the AA MDCs in their respective AORs based on the boundaries identified in the Unified Command Plan. However, since ballistic missile attacks may cross theater boundaries, combatant commands must establish cross-AOR command relationships to effectively counter ballistic missile threats. By its very nature, BMD is inherently joint and may be executed in multiple AORs simultaneously by the affected combatant commanders. Consequently, all services and many other organizations have key roles in global MD. Combatant commanders use existing theater AMD commanders such as AADCs, AAMDC commanders, Regional Air Defense Commander, RADC, and Sector Air Defense Commander, SADC, to conduct global MD and coordinate cross-AOR engagements. Combatant commands. As directed, combatant commands provide support to the Commander U.S. NORTHCOM for BMD of the contiguous 48 states, Alaska, Hawaii, and United States territories. For example, Commander United States Indo-Pacific Command is a supporting commander to Commander U.S. NORTHCOM during protection of the homeland mission. During protection of the homeland, Aegis BMD ships and AN-TPY-2 FBM systems provide intercept quality track data to the Ground-Based Mid-Course Defense Fire Control, GFC, on IRBM and ICBM. Combatant commanders exercise combatant command, command authority, over forces assigned to them. Combatant command authority is the non-transferable command authority, exercised only by combatant commanders with command authority or specified combatant commanders unless otherwise directed by the President or the Secretary of Defense. Command and control. Combatant commanders plan for theater and global MD operations. Unless otherwise directed by the President or Secretary of Defense, the combatant commander whose AOR is targeted is the supported commander for BMD planning and operations. It is likely more than one combatant commander will be conducting BMD operations simultaneously. Some of those operations may be cross-AOR. Integrating and synchronizing offensive and defensive counter-air functions requires a single commander responsible for both offensive and defensive counter-air operations. The JFAC serves as this single commander with the responsibility to integrate offensive and defensive counter-air components. In theater, offensive counter-air attack operations are commanded by the JFAC. Defensive counter-air operations are commanded by the AADC. The Area Air Defense Commander is the component commander with the preponderance of air defense capability and the required command, control, and communications capabilities, who is assigned by the JFC to plan and execute integrated air defense operations, JP3-01. Typically, the JFAC is designated as the AADC and the Airspace Control Authority. Countering air and missile threat operations requires integration and synchronization at the combatant commander level and includes balancing theater BMD needs with global MD needs. Global MD focuses on a collaborative planning process between all combatant commanders, coordinated by Commander U.S. STRATCOM. The combatant commander's counter-air effort and the BMD planning actions are coordinated and synchronized with the efforts of other combatant commanders and the worldwide synchronizing headquarters for BMD planning. The planning is headed by U.S. STRATCOM and its subordinate JFIC IMD. Organizations with a role in global MD utilize a wide range of battle management systems. Each element has some level of organic C2 and battle management, and each service has a means by which they can conglomerate information for their situational understanding. These systems enable command relationships to mitigate complexities associated with cross-AOR operations. For global MD operations, the primary battle management, situational awareness, and engagement coordination system is C2BMC. Cross Area of Responsibility Operations. The Secretary of Defense establishes command relationships for global MD operations. Commander U.S. STRATCOM has the responsibility to synchronize planning for global MD. The cross-AOR-OE is characterized by activities that include defense against longer-range threats that cross one or more combatant command boundaries and require coordination or integration among all affected combatant commands. It is a global MD imperative that elements in one AOR be positioned to provide support to an adjacent combatant commander. The cross-AOR-OE requires an approach to C2 that provides the ability to coordinate selected aspects of IAMD at the strategic level, while allowing most of the functions to be performed at the combatant commander level and below. Since the combatant commander is responsible for IAMD operations within the theater, the IAMD approach must also encompass global MD beyond the theater level. Key force planning and employment decisions with cross-AOR impacts should be developed and implemented through a collaborative process, led by the supported combatant commander for global MD planning as directed by the President of the United States or Secretary of Defense, according to JP50. Collaborative BMD planning may identify elements capable of supporting multiple AORs. For a given crisis situation, these elements may be assigned cross-AOR missions. Direct support relationships are established between combatant commands to define the supported commander's mission priorities and requirements that are codified in the appropriate documentation. Some global MD elements may be positioned to concurrently support both homeland and theater defensive operations. If homeland and theater defensive operations occur simultaneously, the U.S. NORTHCOM Homeland Defense Mission has priority within the element. Before deployment of a BMD element into theater, command and execution authorities establish clear lines of authority during crisis operations for concurrent homeland and theater defensive operations. Joint command relationships are the interrelated responsibilities between commanders and include the command authority exercised by combatant commanders, OPCON, tactical control, and support. Command relationships are established through deployment orders, concept plans, operations plans, crisis planning, or execution orders based on actual threats. The high-demand, low-density construct of global MD elements necessitates elements in one AOR be prepared to provide support to an adjacent combatant commander. U.S. NORTHCOM is the supported combatant commander for homeland defense and directs active defense engagement operations when the threat is to the United States homeland, its territories, and its possessions. U.S. NORTHCOM is a supporting combatant commander for ballistic missile threats to other combatant commanders. The AN-TPY-2 FBM system has regional capability, which results in element taskings in support of more than one combatant commander. The desired outcome of cross-AOR planning includes Identifying and planning information exchange requirements and links between all users of the radar data are included in the Theater C2 and communications architecture. Identifying sensor management requirements. Codifying missions and taskings in support plans, operations orders, execution orders, or appropriate command agreements. Codifying defense plans and training plans, exercises, and defense readiness reporting systems. Assigning missions and defense across multiple AORs. Direct support relationships established to define the supported commander's requirements. The AN-TPY-2 FBM system and Aegis BMD are OPCON to the combatant command in whose theater the radar physically resides. When an AN-TPY-2 FBM system and Aegis BMD are supporting cross-AOR defense against a ballistic missile attack, these systems are OPCON to the supported combatant commander during a ballistic missile attack. This same supported combatant commander simultaneously becomes a supporting commander to the commander U.S. NORTHCOM if the attack extends to Homeland Defense Mission. There are scenarios where a combatant commander may simultaneously be the supported and supporting commander. The combatant commander may use the AN-TPY-2 FBM system and Aegis BMD to concurrently support both homeland and theater defensive operations. Before deployment of these systems into a theater, Command and Execution Authority must establish clear lines of authority during crisis operations for concurrent homeland and theater defensive operations. Command relationships. Command relationships are the interrelated responsibilities between commanders, as well as the operational authority exercised by commanders in the chains of command. They are defined further as combatant command, command authority, OPCON, tactical control, or support. The President of the United States establishes command authorities in the Unified Command Plan. Service-specific considerations are subordinate to command authority. Consequently, no individual service can limit the authority of a combatant commander to employ forces in support of presidential directives. A combatant commander must be able to employ the capabilities of all subordinate units. The Secretary of Defense establishes command relationships for global MD operations. U.S. STRATCOM has responsibility for global MD operations support. U.S. STRATCOM provide recommendations to the Secretary of Defense and Joint Staff to balance homeland defense requirements with the defensive needs of all other combatant commands. U.S. STRATCOM does this by synchronizing combatant command plans with the plans of adjacent combatant commands. Balancing theater priorities for defended assets with global MD elements in accordance with priorities set forth for homeland defense is challenging and requires active participation from all combatant commanders. Regarding global MD, the commander U.S. STRATCOM is responsible for leading strategic deterrence planning in coordination with other combatant commands and services. Conducts global MD operations support in coordination with other combatant commands and services. Advocates for and assesses MD capabilities. Ensures continuity of operations. Increased ballistic missile range necessitates operations in one theater provide direct support to an adjacent combatant commander. Combatant commands coordinate and synchronize their plans and actions with other combatant commands. The supported combatant commander issues commander's guidance for the global MD mission. The supported commander's guidance establishes the overarching framework used by supporting commanders. Staff planners use the supported commander's plans to develop the supporting commander's plans for theater BMD development. U.S. NORTHCOM is the supported combatant command for homeland defense and directs engagement operations that require active defense when the threat is to the United States homeland, its territories, and its possessions. U.S. NORTHCOM is a supporting combatant command for BMD threats to other combatant commands. While a combatant commander has the authority to employ capabilities as deemed necessary to support theater objectives, this authority may be subject to prioritization when ballistic missiles simultaneously threaten the combatant commander's theater and the United States homeland. As a supporting commander, a combatant commander supports the commander U.S. NORTHCOM in the conduct of the Homeland Defense Mission. There are situations where a combatant command may simultaneously be both a supported and supporting commander. For example, a combatant command may use an AN-TPY-2 FBM system to concurrently support both homeland and theater defensive operations. Before deployment of any BMD element capable of supporting cross-AOR operations, the supporting and supported relationships are firmly established for concurrent homeland and theater defensive operations.